ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयामुदीरयेत्। नष्टप्रयश्ववादृषु नित्यं भागवतसेवया भगवत्युत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भावति नैष्ठिकी यं प्राव्रजन्तमनुपेतमपेतकृत्यं द्वैपायनाविरहकातराजुहाव पुत्रेति तन्मयतयोतरवोऽभिनेदुस्तं सार्वभूतहृदयं मुनिमानतोऽस्मि। सो वे रीडिंग श्रीमद्भागवतम् Canto 1, Chapter 7, The Son of Drona Punished, Text 53 and 54. Kuru Patishrutam Satyam Yat Tat Santavyata Priyam Priyam cha bhimasenasya panchalya mahyam evacha kuru pratishrutam satyam yattat santavyata priyam priyam cha bhimasenasya panchalya mahyameva cha kuru pratishrutam satyam yattat santavyata priyam priyam cha bhimasenasya panchalya mahyameva cha. Next. Shri Bhagavan Uvacha, the personality of Godhead, said, Brahma Bandhu, the relative of a Brahmana, na not hantavyaha to be killed. Atatai, the aggressor. Vadha Arthanaha is due to be killed. Maya, by me. Eva, certainly. Ubhayam, both. Atmata, amnatam, described according to the rulings of the authority. Paripahi, carry out. Anushasanam, rulings. Kuru, abide by. Pratishrutam, as promised by. Satyam, truth. Yattat, that which. Santavyata, while pacifying. Priyam, dear wife. Priyam, satisfaction. Cha, also. Bhimasenasya, of Sri Bhimasena. Panchalyaha, of Draupadi. Mahyam, unto me also. Eva, certainly. Cha, and. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, S. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. The Personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna, said, a friend of a Brahmana is not to be killed, but if he is an aggressor, he must be killed. All these rulings are in the scriptures, and you should act accordingly. You have to fulfill your promise to your wife, and you must also act to the satisfaction of Bhimasena and me. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. Arjuna was perplexed because Ashwatthama was to be killed as well as spared according to different scriptures cited by different persons. As Brahma Bandhu, or a worthless son of a Brahmana, Ashwatthama was not to be killed. But he was at the same time an aggressor also. And according to the rulings of Manu, an aggressor, even though he be a Brahmana, what to speak of an unworthy son of a Brahmana, is to be killed. Dronacharya was certainly a Brahmana in the true sense of the term, but because he stood in a battlefield, he was killed. But although Ashwatthama was an aggressor, he stood without any fighting weapons. The rulings is that an aggressor, when he is without weapon or chariot, cannot be killed. All these were certainly perplexities. Besides that, Arjuna had to keep the promise he had made before Draupadi just to pacify her, and he also had to satisfy both Bhishma and Krishna, who advised killing him. This dilemma was present before Arjuna, and the solution was awarded by Krishna. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Srimati Bhaktivedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Saraswati Devi Goravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatyade Shatarine Vancha Kalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhyevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Ajanulambita Bhujokanakavadatu Sankirtanai Kapitaro Kamalaya Taksha. Vishvambaro Dvijavaro Yugadharma Palo Vandeya Jagat Priyakaro Karanavataro Yantah Pravishya Mamavachim Imam Prasuptam Sanjeevaya Takila Shakti Daraksvadam Nanyam Shtyahasta Charana Shravanatvagadim Pranannamo Bhagavate Purushaya Tubhyam. Hare Krishna. First of all, I would like to seek blessings of all the senior Vaishnavas, devotees assembled here, especially Srila Prabhupada's disciples. It's very impudent of me to speak in front of such an august assembly, but somehow or other I was pushed into this strange situation. So please be merciful towards me. And I was asked to speak about the qualities of a leader, and I have chosen these verses from the 7th chapter of the first canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, because in my opinion and from my own limited experience, the situation in which Arjuna is practically a daily affair for a leader. When he has to satisfy everyone, and the opinions of different people are totally opposite to each other. We have to understand that this will happen in our life all the time, especially when we lead people. The people whom we have to lead, they will always have different opinions. And what are we supposed to do in such situations? The perplexity which is described here is of course a very acute one, because depending on the decision of Arjuna, there will be either, that in this particular case, it's a question of life and death. It's not an easy solution to make. And as I said, practically every day or at least weekly, we will have to make difficult decisions. But sometimes during our lifetime, we will have to make very difficult decisions. When it's really a question of life and death. And it's unavoidable for a leader to make these decisions. And we have to really clearly understand that other people who are dependent on us depend on the decision which we make. And depending on how correct our decision, it's a lot is at stake when the leader comes to make such decisions. So I wanted to speak a little bit about this and perhaps give some something which I felt would be necessary to do in these situations, and what Arjuna manifests in his behavior. When we are in such situations, there are different options which we could do, easy options, so to speak. One easy option when we are in such a perplexity and we don't know what to do, would be somehow or other to follow the majority of people, right? That's a democratic approach to the solution. this, and in this particular case, there was a clear majority. It was not a vague majority. It was not, it was basically only Bhima who was really against Ashwathama, and he was saying, kill him, kill him, kill him. Everyone else was on the side of Draupadi, and even Krishna said, yes, yes, she's right. Well, of course, Krishna is always saying different things, so you never can trust him. So, so the clear majority was on the side of Draupadi and Yudhishthira, Nakula, Sahadev. Everyone was for sparing his life. But, you know, we know that this is not always the right solution when we follow the majority. In fact, oftentimes it's not at all the right solution. And in this particular case, actually, the wisest one was Bhima. From the practical sense of view, it was Bhima who was right, because he said, you know, if you spare his life, he will do it again. And sure enough, he did it again. Bhima's example, or Bhima's rationale, Bhima's logic was very simple. Bhima said basically that if you hit the snake, you have to kill the snake, because otherwise the snake will kill you. You know, you cannot leave it half dead, so better to kill him, just to be safe, just to be on the safe side, you know. And from the experience, we can see that Bhima, even though he was the minority, he was the right. He was saying, kill him, just in case. You know, you can never trust this guy. This guy is mean, he is heinous. You have to kill him. You know, then there is another option, which is sometimes we can entertain when we are in such a difficult situation. Sometimes we may opt not to make any decision. This is sometimes an easy way, you know, where when we are in a perplexity, when the situation is very difficult and you have to take this and that, you know, it's there is a temptation in the heart. Oh, you know, let me abstain. You know, like sometimes, you know, when we vote in the GBC, you know, there is abstention. And it's usually a very easy way out, especially if there is a very difficult decision to make. Better I abstain, you know. But we know this is not also a solution. This is not an option. Oftentimes we cannot do this. And even if we do this, we will be guilty. We will be really guilty. We will be responsible for inaction. Inaction is not the way out. Like in case of in Mahabharata story, there was this story when Draupadi, with the tears on her eyes, approached everyone, including Bhishma. And she said, you are the elderly Kuru leader. And please tell me if they are right or if they are wrong. What is right decision in this case when she was about to be disrobed? You know, she was approaching Bhishma for solution. And Bhishma's choice was, I don't know. Dharma is very subtle, so I'm not really sure, so I can't say, unfortunately. So, and we know that because he didn't say with all certainty, because he has chosen to be inactive in this very difficult situation, he was deemed guilty. He was basically, you know, he was basically killed because of this indecision. And the same may happen with us. If we are indecisive in the situations when we have to take a strong decision, which may not be popular. And then there is another logic which we can adopt having such a difficult situation. You know, the another logic would be, well, you know, it's a usual, oftentimes we can hear it, you can never please everyone, right? You know, we know this, you can never please everyone, so let me do something which will be pleasing to me, at least. Or let me do something which will be pleasing to Krishna. You know, but here, Krishna himself says you have to please both parties. And as far as pleasing Krishna, you know, how do you know what is pleasing to Krishna? He may say something, and then he will say something else. You know, and how do you know that this will be pleasing to Krishna? Anyway, he smiles. He always smiles. You know, in this particular situation, Draupadi is crying and she's saying, please, please save him. You know, I cannot, my heart will break if you kill him, because I know what is the pain which the mother of Ashwatthama will experience. So don't do this. And Bhima with his, you know, red eyes, you know, kill him, kill him, kill him. You know, and what is Krishna doing in this situation? He's smiling. Very nice. You know. And he manifests his four arms, and Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur says, why does he manifest four arms? Just to keep both Draupadi and Bhima away from this situation. And let Arjuna do this. You have to do it. You have to do it. You have to do it. So this is the very difficult decision to be made, and you don't know what is going on in the heart of Krishna, because he's just smiling, you know. And don't trust him when he says something, because he never says something straight. You know, he's always bent in three places, so he's never straight. Krishna is never straight. You can't trust Krishna. So what are we supposed to do in such situations? What is the right decision? Is there there is another option which you could do. You can search in the scriptures and see what the scriptures do. But we know what is there in the scriptures. One scripture says something, another scripture says something else. You know, you can rely on the law, and, you know, but there are different laws. Srila Prabhupada explains in the purport that in this particular case, one scripture says you have to kill, another scripture says, no, don't kill. Because this is an exceptional case, he is without arms, you know, the laws of Manu says he has to be killed, another law says, no, don't kill him. So what to do? What are we supposed to do in such situations? And there is, of course, only one solution. And this solution is not an easy one. And this solution is chosen by Arjuna himself. In the next verse, Sutta explains what he did and why he did what he did. And this is the reason which I wanted to cite to you and to explain a very deep philosophical point which is behind this. In the next verse it is said, Harer Hardam Athasina. Harer Hardam Athasina. The only right solution, which is the most difficult one, but the only right, the only correct solution in this very difficult cases which will appear in our life for sure, is Harer Hardam Atha Asina, to know the heart of Hari, of Krishna. Don't believe his words. Don't even try to find the solution in the scriptures, because you will try to, you know, you will be bewildered even more. We know that if we're trying to find solution in the scriptures, Shrutayo Vibhina, Yudhishthir Maharaj, he says that basically it's a notion of different statements which are oftentimes contradict each other. You know, there is only one in this very difficult situation. There is only one way out, is to know within your heart what is there in the heart of Krishna. And how do you know what is there in the heart of Krishna? And how you can be sure what is there in the heart of Krishna? This is a difficult solution. I know that I'm, you know, I'm in a very unsafe grounds here. It's what I'm saying now is a very, you know, it's a very unclear thing. But still, there is no any other solution to this dilemma, or to this perplexity, or this other problems, because everything else would be completely wrong. You know, like sometimes on the GBC, we'll have to make difficult decisions. And usually these decisions, the most difficult decisions, which are there, related to the lives of people. If you think that, you know, luckily enough, we are harmless creatures, we don't kill anyone. We are not kshatriyas, so we are lucky. No, it's not true. Sometimes the decisions which we make also kill people. Sometimes even physically. We make some decision, some strong decision towards somebody, and the person may die because of this decision. The decisions which we make, therefore Krishna is very emphatic here in this verse. He says you have to satisfy everyone, because they are all devotees. Bhima is devotee, Draupadi is also a devotee, Yudhishthira is a devotee. And you have to satisfy them. Why? Again, because, you know, the lives of people depend on our decisions. Sometimes we have to make these very difficult decisions, and usually there is totally, completely opposite views. You know, but some senior devotees does something which may not be exactly according to the rules of our society, and we'll have to make this decision what to do with him. Shall we reveal all his inappropriate behavior, and there will always be a very strong voices, you know, let's punish him. This is what you're supposed to do. This is the law. Please abide to the law. This is very important. You know, you're the ruler. You have to uphold the law. And then there will be other party who will say, no, 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 no. Be compassionate. This is the highest dharma. When it comes to the highest dharma, we know that compassion is the highest dharma. He has done so much. You know, he should be spared. Nothing should be done to him. Please, you know, leave him alone. And, you know, and we know, we absolutely aware that, you know, whatever decision will be, it will affect the life of a particular person, especially if he is, what to do? What to do in these situations? And, you know, as leaders, we also, you know, have to make similarly difficult decisions, not only on the GBC level, but practically in any level we will have to do the decision which will affect the lives of people under us. Sometimes, you know, somebody misbehaves, but at the same time he or she is, you know, has some credits behind him or her. So what to do? He misbehaves, or she misbehaves, some other people suffer. So what to do in these situations? And as it is said, in this difficult situation, when there is only one solution, is to search within our heart. And to search within our heart, we have to be sure that our heart is clean, that the heart is clear. Otherwise, if the heart is not clean, if the heart is not clear, then, you know, you may search within your heart. But the only thing which you will find within your heart is the dirty things which are there in the heart. You know, you may ultimately come to a conclusion which will be wrong conclusion. So, the point which I want to make here is that this is a prime duty of a leader, is to clean one's own heart
on a daily basis, every time, to make sure that it's clean, and besides that, to make sure that it's connected with Krishna, so that when it comes to this difficult decision, you know for sure within your heart that Krishna wants this. There is a beautiful story in this regard in Mahabharata, when Maharaj Yudhishthira was supposed to make a very difficult decision. You know, I will not go into the details of this story, but we all know that when Arjuna and Pandava brothers came from Svayamvara, Draupadi's Svayamvara, they brought back Draupadi as a trophy, as a prize. And Arjuna was very happy. And when they came to Kunti, Kunti was in complete anxiety. Kunti was waiting and waiting and waiting. It was very low, very late. It was dark already. So she was sitting there in complete anxiety. She was thinking, what will happen? What happened with them? Maybe they were revealed in this Svayamvara, because they went there disguised. So when Arjuna ultimately appeared there, and he said, Mother, look, such a prize we have, such a nice picture we have today. We got a very nice picture, very beautiful picture. And she said, oh yeah, right, very good, very good. Just share it with between you. Share it between yourself, whatever it is. And then she sees what is supposed to be shared, and it's Draupadi. And she shocked herself. What did I say? And then she approaches Yudhishthira and she says, please protect my word, never in my life I said a lie. What shall we do in this situation? Please do something about it, you know. Please protect my dharma. If I prove to be wrong, it would mean basically that I broke my dharma. Please do something. And Maharaj Yudhishthira, he smiled and he said, that's no problem. We will share her. What's the problem? She said, how? You know, how you can share her? This one woman... with five husbands, this seems to be little Kali Yuga kind of arrangements. It's not exactly Dvapara Yuga thing. It sounds a little strange. But anyway, she was happy, at least she was happy. And all the Pandava brothers, they were very happy about this decision, because they were already attached to Draupadi. But then, after a couple of days, or maybe next day, they went to Drupada, to the father. Actually, the father of Draupadi sent a golden chariot to bring all the Pandava brothers. And, you know, Drupada asked, you know, they had a conversation. First, they revealed who they are, because Drupada was in complete anxiety. Some unknown brahmanas, you know, took his daughter somewhere, and she was in complete anxiety. But, you know, Maharaj Yudhishthira said, be peaceful, we are okay, we are kshatriyas, and, you know, this is Arjuna. Oh, he was in complete anxiety. He said, this is my desire of my heart. Yeah, my daughter will become the wife of Arjuna. And Maharaj Yudhishthira said, no, how it is according to dharma? It's against the dharma. Because I'm the elder brother of Arjuna, and Arjuna is not supposed to get married before me, so Draupadi should go to me. Drupada says, okay, let him go to you. It's no problem. If you are elder, or you know, if you want to give her to somebody else, do it. And Yudhishthira said, yeah, she will become the wife of five of us. Drupada almost fainted. He showed, he said, yeah, you know, I have my chaste daughter, and you want to make her into a prostitute. What's going on? How it is not sinful? What are you talking about? And Yudhishthira smiled and he said, well, my mother said this, so we have to obey to her order. Drupada was not convinced at all. And then Yudhishthira said, see, and this is a very important thing which Yudhishthira said. Yudhishthira said, never in my life have I ever said untruth. So my heart is well trained. My heart knows what is truth, what is not truth. And it's capable of distinguishing one from another. It's capable of saying what is really truth and what is not truth. And when my mother pronounced this ruling, my heart didn't object. And when I said, let her become the wife of all of us, my heart was very peaceful. My heart was very clean, and I said, yeah, that's right. And then he gave the confirmation from the scriptures, then Vyasadev came and it was confirmed. But his initial logic was, my heart tells me this. And but he doesn't say that my heart tells me this, therefore I'm right. You know, our hearts tells us many things. And if we always use this impeccable logic, my heart tells me this, and say that this is, you know, this is what we're supposed to do because my heart tells this, we're in trouble. But what he said, what he did say, he said, never in my life did I act unjustly, unrightly. Therefore, whatever my heart says now, whatever pleases my heart, is according to Dharma. So this is ultimately the highest expectation which we as leaders have to fulfill. The highest expectation from the subordinates and from Krishna. And when our heart is clean, then automatically it's according to the desire of Krishna. As here it is said very clearly in the next verse, Harer Harda, the intention of Krishna. Ultimately, this is the expectation which is there from Krishna. That, and this is bhakti. This is what bhakti is all about. Bhakti is about knowing the heart of Krishna. Knowing what is there in the heart of Krishna. Because this is the only thing which will please Krishna. If we do something which is against the heart or intention of Krishna, it will not be pleasing to Krishna. And bhakti, as we know, is anukulyena Krishna anushilanan. This is the essence of bhakti. Anyabhilashita sunyam. So what I want to say is that we have to very conscientiously practice the devotional service again and again and again, cleaning our heart. And only when the heart is really clean, and if it's not yet clean in such difficult situation, the only thing which we can do is to completely surrender to the Lord, begging Him, please give me within the heart the right intelligence. And Krishna Himself says, "Dadami buddhi yogam tam yanamam upayantiti." Krishna Himself says this, that if somebody is, but he gives a very important condition. He says, I will give you the intelligence to come to me. But he gives a very important condition when he gives this intelligence. Tesham satata yuktanam. If somebody is constantly engaged, yuktanam means connecting his intelligence with Krishna. Basically, having real Krishna consciousness. If somebody is constantly engaged in this process of connecting, yuktanam means connecting, satatam, constantly trying. Now, because of the false ego, we are separated from the Lord. We are totally deprived of understanding what is going on and what Krishna wants. But there is a solution for this, and this solution is obvious. Should be obvious for us. Tesham satata yuktanam. Always trying to be connected with Krishna within our heart. And always trying to please Krishna. Then it will be very clear for us. Believe it or not, it will be totally clear because Krishna Himself says, Dadami buddhi yogam tam. I will give you the intelligence. I am your intelligence. And therefore, Srila Prabhupada, he gives this beautiful statement. And the end, he says that And he also has to satisfy both Bhima and Krishna, who advised killing him. This dilemma was present before Arjuna, and the solution was awarded by Krishna. The solution in such cases is awarded by the Lord himself, but only to those who are sincere at heart. Therefore, point which I want to make during this presentation is that this is our prime duty. Understanding the responsibility which we have. Understanding the grave responsibility, gravest responsibility. That any mistake of ours can badly affect the lives of so many people. Understanding that this is the great responsibility of anyone who is in a position of leadership. No matter which leadership, Sivaram Maharaj gave his first class in this leadership sangha where he says that, you know, even if you are Guru Nasasyat, Svajana Nasasyat, even if you are a husband or a mother or a father, you will have to make these difficult decisions. And to bring your subordinates toward Krishna, you have to make right decisions in these difficult situations. And what it means, you have to become Krishna conscious yourself. You have to consciously endeavor every day of your life to connect your intelligence with Krishna intelligence. And that's the most difficult thing. What I want to say, I have to finish my class. What I want to say, the last thing is that bhakti is the most difficult thing of all the processes. Of course, we are used to different statements from Srila Prabhupada, and who I am to say something which is contradictory. Srila Prabhupada was always saying, oh, bhakti is so easy, just dance and eat and you will dance your way to Godhead, no problem. And Krishna Kshetra Prabhu in his second beautiful lecture was saying, yeah, this is the duty of a leader to make it look like it's very easy. He said, facilitate, this is the facilitation, you facilitate. Yeah, that's true. You have to make it look like it's easy, but bhakti is not an easy, it's the most difficult process, because if you go to Himalayas and you're sitting there in a cave, you know, nobody depends on you. Maybe some spiders depend on you. Nobody else. But bhakti means we are together. Bhakti means we are, you know, we are serving people. Bhakti means we are serving the Supreme Lord, and we have to serve them with this wisdom within the heart. Otherwise, we will commit grave mistakes and we'll go to hell. We have to really train our heart and our mind. And this is the most difficult. This is why it is the most difficult process, because bhakti means pleasing the Lord. And how we can please the Lord, who is the most intelligent, being dummy ourselves. You know, can somebody dummy be a real servant? No. You know, to be a real servant, you have to be more intelligent than your master. Because the master doesn't have to know what is there within the heart. You have to know what is there within his heart. You have to know his intention better than he knows. It basically means to be a devotee, you have to be more smart than Krishna himself. Good luck. But basically that's what it is. This is what we're supposed to do. Being the devotees of the Lord. This is what bhakti means. Anukulyana Krishna Anushilanam. So we have to be very aware how responsible, what the responsible duty it is to be a leader and to do conscientiously, to do everything within our power to really fulfill our responsibility or to act accordingly. So thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. I was asked to announce today that there will be no plenary for all the delegates of ISKCON Leadership Sangha. So please be on time. The first seminar starts at 10 o'clock. There's no plenary. Go to the seminar of your choice and be aware that, you know, it should be on time. Yes. Any question? Yes.
Haribo. Is it on? Yeah, thank you. Thank you, Maharaj, for your very important points for a pure devotee leader in direct connection with Krishna, which of course is where we all aim to be. I just wanted to mention that for the small group of devotees who are like me, who are not pure devotees, how important it is to not isolate ourselves in our prayer to Krishna, but to constantly take good counsel out of the devotees around us.
Thank you.
Because we have seen that
Thank
tendency happen
you.
And the
Thank
havoc.
You. Thank you. And Thank you. Yes, let's go.
No, I forgot. Oh, and also you were saying when we have to take a decision, that it's a faulty thing to take no decision, but sometimes we have to step back and give it more time. Sometimes we are forced into the thinking that it's now or never, now we have to do the decision. But sometimes we really don't have all the facts and we really need to...
But sometimes we have to make decision
yes.
now or never.
Of course.
Like in this particular case also. And as I said, Krishna, luckily enough, doesn't give such a difficult test to us every day. But please be sure that he will give such difficult test to us sooner or later. We will have to make decisions. And what you said is very much correct. We have to be listeners. There is a nice seminar which is given during this leadership sangha about the ability to listen by Vrajalila Mataji, how it is important for a leader to have a very attentive ear and to listen others. But at the same time, definitely we have to have very attentive ear to listen Krishna within our heart. This is, you know, and ultimately we have to really conscientiously try to develop this ear within our heart. Yes. Yes, Jnana Prabhu. Yes.
When Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita that by this process of yoga, bhakti yoga, you can know me beyond doubt, can we trust that statement?
Well, if after this lecture you will start doubting everything which Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, I think I did the greatest misservice by telling what I told. Absolutely. You know, but what I mean to say is that Krishna definitely gives straight statements in Bhagavad Gita as well, but he also says some statements which are not so straight in Bhagavad Gita. When Arjuna wants to know what shall I do, please tell me definitely what shall I do, you know, Krishna says, oh well, you can do this, you can do this, just choose, this is good and this is also good, please do it. So then he says at the end, yathechasi tatha kuru, please do whatever you like. You know, there was a nice little story from the life of Prabhupada. One man in India came to him and said, you know, my favorite verse of Bhagavad Gita, this is the favorite verse of mine, do whatever you like. Krishna said, this is the best verse. So, and Krishna says this, you do whatever you like. I told you, now you do whatever you like. But then he says, at the end he says, sarva dharmin parityaja, man manava, man bhakto, man meji, man namaskuru. So definitely Krishna says straight things there, and Prabhupada is definitely very straight when it comes to this. So if you are in doubt, then listen to Prabhupada, he will say something. But then, you know, why Krishna says this? Because he wants to test us, and the test will come. The test of our own intelligence, and the intelligence will be developed enough to make the right decision if we really... Because, therefore, it's Buddha Yoga. we have to really connect our intelligence, we have to develop our intelligence, and that's the duty. That's Srila Prabhupada says this is the Buddha Yoga. I guess I have to finish. Thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.
Swami Maharaj ki jai.